Hof Hay Nissen, Tuesday the 10th of April, Rabbi Dolph Fischer, benefiting from Bosser V'Cholov. This week's Torahway is sponsored Nishmas Reb Shimon Michael Svi Ben Avram Hertzkovitz on his fourth yard. Itzkovitz on his fourth yard site.
We are told in the beginning of Sefer Daniel that when Daniel was being held captive by Nebuchadnezzar, he was faced with a terrible dilemma. Nebuchadnezzar had been mitzave his avodim to make sure that Daniel be served bosser v'yayin. So what was Daniel meant to do? Mitzad echod, how can he be mitzame his nefesh to macholis asuros? Mitzad sheni, if he was to refuse, he's being moired b'malchus against the most powerful king in the world. He'll be killed on the spot. So we're told that with Pikchus, Daniel was moisen nefesh not to eat any of this, and he wasn't metame his nefesh to the boss of Iyayin. And the Malbim tells us over there that all the hashkocha and all the ruach hakodesh Daniel was zoicha to was beschus this mesiris nefesh, that he wasn't metame his nefesh to macholis asuros. And this week's parsha, Parsha Shemini, is the parsha of the macholis asuros, and the Shishi begins Zoisa Chayo, which Rashi tells us Chayo Meloshin Chayim. Now the chiyus of a yid is to make sure to separate himself from the tumma of macholis asuros, such as the chashivas of macholis asuros. Beis Hashem, I want to speak today about the chelik of macholis asuros, and that is the sugya of bosu b'cholov, and more specifically, getting benefit, having hanor from bosu b'cholov. So the shayla I'd like to speak today about is as follows. Rob gets a phone call, and the person says, "Rabbi, I think I'm in trouble." "Why are you in trouble?" So he says, "Some time ago, I bought shares in a non-kosher restaurant, and the restaurant, they sell all their dishes over there, are bosu b'cholov dishes. That's their speciality. It's a bosu b'cholov restaurant. I bought shares in it, and I knew, obviously, you're not allowed to eat bosu b'cholov, but I never knew till recently you're not allowed to have hanor from bosu b'cholov. Now the restaurant's done very well. All the shares have gone up. What am I meant to do with all the revach, all the gain, all the money that I've gained? Is it, if it's also to have hanor from bosu b'cholov, do I need to take all that money and throw it into the sea? Or, perhaps, is there any mokum to be mako? Hefsed Maruba, maybe we can find a heter. What's the din in such a case?" So in order to get to the halacha l'maisa, first we'll need to lay out some of the fundamentals of bosu b'cholov, Beis Hashem, to build upon those in order to get to the halacha l'maisa. So we all know the Torah tells us, lo yisevash shel gedi b'chalev imoy. And the Torah tells us this three times. Why does it tell us three times? So the Gemara says, echod le'issa achila, ve'echod le'issa hanor, ve'echod le'issa bishul. Three separate isurim in the Torah to eat bosu b'cholov, to benefit from bosu b'cholov, and to cook bosu b'cholov. So ask the Gemara, why does it say specifically, lo yisevashel gedi b'chalev imoy, that you're not allowed to cook bosu b'cholov? The Omar Rava says, derech bishul osra toiro, that only if the meat and the milk have gone through a bishul process, a cooking process, do we say there's an issur d'oraisa. If, however, someone is to take his meat, his salami, to dip out his milchik yogurt, eat them together, he won't be over on the issur d'oraisa, even though he's eating bosu b'cholov at the same time, because derech bishul osra toiro. Derech bishul osra toiro. There was a shayla some time ago, many years ago, which was asked concerning the skyscrapers in New York, in America. So there you have buildings, the skyscrapers are 100, 120 stories high, perhaps more. And how does one take out the rubbish from one of these buildings, from the office, right? No one's going down 100 floors to take it to the skip, right, in the street. You Oh, you tie up the bag and you throw it down a chute. And at the bottom of the chute, to deal with the amount of rubbish, they have a fire burning over there in order to get rid of it. So the Shaila was, which was asked, if I know that my co-worker in the office has thrown out his meaty sandwiches, there's a bit of meat left, some meat left, do I need to be choishesh to throw out my milchik coffee in the bin? Would I be now allowed to take out the bin when it's full, throw it down the chute, I'm throwing it into a fire? Do I, at least I need to be choishesh of bosa b'cholov being burnt together? L'chore, there's an issa of bishul bosa b'cholov.
Not bishul, it's burning it.
No.
Sir?
No,
it's destroying it.
So says Rav Moshe. Pilots. Okay. So says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, "Enochanami, that derech bishul osra toira, and this is not derech bishul. Adaraba, ein derech ibud gedoyle mizu." So memela, that's what we learn out from derech bishul as well.
Bishul includes Sliya Afiya without water, or only Bishul?
Machloi in the post can talk about that. Uh-huh. All different types, Kivkovish, all this. So.
Because in the incinerator there's no water.
Okay, so I think Sliya is Taka. That's his Bishul, that's what we learn out from Lois Vashel. Now, let's moving on with the Possum, what do we learn out from Lois Vashel Gedi? Why specifically a Gedi? So the Mishnah already in Chulin tells us, in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that we learn out three things from Gedi. First thing we learn out from Gedi is Bosa B'cholov min HaTorah only applies to a Tahoira V'loi Tumeo. It has to be a kosher animal, not a non-kosher animal. Number two, we learn out from Gedi that it has to be a Behemo V'loi Chaya. It has to be a domesticated animal, not a non-domesticated animal. And number three is a machloikus already in the Mishnah, but we pass in like Rabbi Kiva, there has to be a behemoth veloy oif. Right? If you're to cook your chicken, we all know to cook your chicken together with cholov, it's only, you won't be oif on an issa deraisa. So far, those are the categories with, in order to get to an issa deraisa, that's what you need. Those are the ingredients. There's one more thing the Mishnah tells us that you need in order to be over on Issa Deraisa, and that is both the Bosa as well as the Cholov need to fulfill all this criteria. So the Bosa needs to be from a Behema Tahira, as well as the Cholov needs to be from a Behema Tahira. If, however, you were to cook, not to cook, you were to eat Bosa, which was from a Behema Tahira, whereas the cholov was from a chaya tahira, so then says the Mishnah, you won't be over on an issa deraisa. However, the Mishnah says something which needs a lot of hesber. If you'd, what would you be over? Would that be okay? No, says the Mishnah, to eat such a thing, it would be an issa derabonon. And a chanami won't be a deraisa. You haven't fulfilled all the criteria, but to eat such a thing, it would still be an issa derabono. That's legabe achila. But can I cook such a thing? Can I have hanor from something like that? Says the Mishnah, it's mutter. You would be able, except for maris ayin, which is a different sugya, but you would be able, medin bosa b'cholov, would be mutter to cook bosa b'cholov if the bosa l'moshel was from a chayo. And you would be allowed to have hanor from such a thing. So the question is, what's the difference between achila and bishul and hanor? The chori, as we said, there's three separate isurei deraisa. Lo yisavashel gedi b'chalei v'moy. Echad l'isa bishul, echad l'isa achila, v'echad l'isa hanor. If, once we bring it down to a derabonon level, so as much as there should be an isa derabonon for eating it, so hu adin, there should be an isa derabonon for cooking it and having hanor. So there's a few approaches. The Kesef Mishnah says as follows. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis says a chiddush. He says that enochanami, that there are three separate isurei deraisa. However, the ikuk peida of the Torah was not to eat bosa b'cholov. In order to prevent that, the Torah also asked bishul of basar b'cholov and not to have hanah from basar b'cholov. Shemo, if I'm going to cook it, I'm going to come to eat it. And if I have hanah, I'm going to come to eat it. But the ikar kepeda and achanami, the ikar kepeda, the main worry of the Torah is not to eat the basar b'cholov. So says the Kesef Mishnah, now that I've brought it down to a derabbanan level, so, legabe achila, how many steps away from the ikar kepeda of the Torah am I when I'm eating it? For eating, I'm only one step away from the ikar kepeda, because if I eat basar b'cholov midrabbanan, I'm going to come and eat basar b'cholov midraisa. So one step away from the ikar kepeda. Masha enkein, if I'm to cook something which is on a derabbanan level, so I'm now two steps away from the ikar kepeda of the Torah. Because I'm cooking something, let's say, oif b'cholov, I'm now going to come and cook basar b'cholov midraisa, but that's only also another step away from the ikar kepeda of the Torah. Memela, on such a thing, the Rabbonon weren't choishesh, they didn't say it's going to be a problem, because they knew that you were two steps away now from the ikar kepeda of the Torah. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Memela, to eat on a derabbanan level would be osa, midrabbanan, but to cook and have hanah would be muta. That's the Kesef Mishnah. So if we come back now to our original shaila, we still don't have a heter. Why? Because we're talking about a non-Jewish a restaurant where they're cooking basar b'cholov. The basar is from tahira, behemoths which are taho, and they are again behemoths tahira, and also the cholos from behemoth tahira. And l'chayra that is taka on a deraisa level, and would be also minatoyer to have hanah. So I'd like now to go to a separate shaila, a different shaila, and we'll use the yesoidas from there and bring it back into ours. In Tovshim Mem Hei, there was a shaila which was asked. In America, there was a nurse, a Jewish frum nurse, who worked in a goyish hospital in America. All the patients, Riboy Kukula and Mamish, all the patients were non-Jewish as well. But what was her tafkid within this hospital? Her job description was to give out the lunches and the suppers. What was for lunch and what was for supper? Basar b'cholov, soup. It was basar b'cholov soup. That's what she had to give out to the patients. So the question was, she asked, I'm being paid, literally my whole job description, I'm being paid to give out basar b'cholov. Is this a problem of being nana from basar b'cholov? So this shaila made its way all the way from America to the Tzitz Eliezer. And he says as follows. There's a big machloikus between the Rambam and Tosfos legabe basar b'cholov, where the basar, or perhaps the cholov as well, or the cholov, is from an avela. Even though it's from a behema and it's from a tahira, what about if this animal is an avela? And you cook that together. Will you be over an issa deraisa or not? So the Rambam tells us that if someone's to eat basar b'cholov, where the basar is from an avela, he won't get malchus mishum basar b'cholov. Why? Because it's already osa to eat mishum nevela. An ein issa chal al issa. What about cooking such a thing? On that, the Rambam says, yeah, you'll be over mishum basar b'cholov. Why? Because there's no issa to cook a nevela. A memela, there's no ein issa chal al issa. Adrabah, there's an issa of basar b'cholov which will be chal. That's the Rambam in Yad. The Rambam, and he doesn't mention over there anything about hanah. But the Rambam in Perisha Mishnayis and Krisus says that legabe hanah, it's muta to cook, it's muta to have hanah from basar b'cholov of a nevela. So the question which everyone asks is why? Bishloim b'ay achila, there's an issa to eat nevela, memela ein issa chal al issa. But legabe hanah, adarabba, nevela's muta b'hanah, lakelef tashlichu noisoi. If so, there should be an issa of basar b'cholov, a hanah of basar b'cholov chal on this. And Tosfos is taka cholik. Tosfos says no, it's taka osa to have hanah from basar b'cholov of an avela. So all the a lot of the achronim try to grapple with this. And one mahalach is as follows from the Keles Yaakov. The Keles Yaakov says as follows. He says that Enoch Hanami, there are three separate Isurei Doraisa in the Torah. You're not allowed to eat Basar B'Cholov, to cook Basar B'Cholov, and have Hana from Basar B'Cholov. But what the Keles Yaakov says is that you cannot have an Issa Hana of Basar B'Cholov without an Issa Achila of Basar B'Cholov. They come together. It's impossible to have something where there's an Issa Hana without the Achila. But how is it possible?
You cook it for somebody else.
No, but there's an Issa Achila on this. Memela says the Keles Yaakov that really his lashon is that Issa Hana is a toisefes. It's an extra on the Issa Achila of Basar B'Cholov. And Memela, since in our case we say that because it's an Avela and Ein Issa Chalal Issa, in this case, since there is no Issa of Basar B'Cholov, Legabe Achila, you cannot have an Issa Hana of Basar B'Cholov either, because they come together. They're two parts of the same thing. Memela, that's the Pshat in the Rambam, according to the Keles Yaakov. No. That's part of the no, that's part of the Machlokes. Mitzad Basar B'Cholov, not Mishum Neveva.
Could you repeat that to us?
So Keles Yaakov says that the reason why over here we say that there's, Rambam says it's Mutter Bahano, is because we say there's no Issa Achila because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. There's no Issa Achila Mishum Basar B'Cholov because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So says the Keles Yaakov, since they're two parts of the same thing, you can't have one without the other. Memele, if there's no Issa Achila Mishum Basar B'Cholov, they can't have an Issa Hana Mishum Basar B'Cholov.
All you're saying is that there's no penalty, you're not saying there's no Issa.
The Rambam says it's Mutter. Since it's not Chal, so this can't be Chal either. If it's not Chal, there's no problem.
The Kasha was that there were three separate Isurim, not the two of them.
There's three separate Isurim, but it can't be Chal over here. That's what he's saying. Generally, there's three separate Isurim. It can't be Chal in this case. Says, so that's one machloikas between the Rambam and Tosfos. How do we pass in Halacha? Halacha, the Pischei Tshuva brings that as well as also machloikas between the Dogon Revova and the Chasam Sofer. The Dogon Revova says definitely Yesh Lismoy Chala Rambam, Mokum Hefsid, no problem. And the Chasam Sofer is Mul Machmir. Akaponim says the Tzitz Eliezer, you've already got one building block to build your Tshuva upon. The second sniff that the Tzitz Eliezer brings is as follows. The Darki Tshuva says a chiddush, and he says that there is no Issa Hana for Basar B'Cholov from Basar B'Cholov which has been cooked by a goy. Why? So he says, because of the Kesef Mishnah, which we explained earlier. What was the Kesef Mishnah? Why is there a difference on a Derabbanon level between Achila and Bishul and Hana? Because the Chazal knew that the Ikar Kepeid of the Torah was not to eat Basar B'Cholov. And Mamela, when you're going to cook something on a Derabbanon level, you're two steps away. Masha Ein came by Achila, you're one step away. So says the Darki Tshuva, a Chiddush, that here when you've got Basar B'Cholov, which has been cooked by a goy, he says you're less likely to come and eat that. In which case, you're now also two steps away, because from the Ikar Kepeida, because having Hana, I may come to eat. And also, in this case, when it's been cooked by a goy, I'm also less likely to eat. Memela, using that Kesef Mishnah, he wants to say a Chiddush, and you don't use this Chiddush by itself necessarily, but as a sniff. The Tzitz Eliezer wants to say as well, there's mokum to be mekel to say that if it's been cooked by a goy, you can have Hana. So in the case of the hospital, she wasn't the cook. If she'd be the cook, then she'd be in more trouble. But much more trouble, because even according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to cook nevelis. But over here, she's only getting Hana, in which case, it would be okay. The third svara which the Tzitz Eliezer wants to bring, or he does bring, is as follows. He says that in this case of the hospital, is it really considered hano? Is it considered direct hano from Bosa B'cholo? He says no. Why? Two reasons, really. One, she has no momenus, she has no bailus within the Bosa B'cholo. Her entire tafkid is to fulfill the rotzen of her boss. And that is to serve the boss of the cholov. She has no momness within this. And second of all, what's her tafkid be'etzem? Her tafkid is not necessarily to make sure that the patients eat the boss of the cholov. Her tafkid is to offer the boss of the cholov. If they don't want it, so she's already fulfilled her tafkid. No, because there, we'll come on to that in a minute. So says the Tzitz Eliezer that with all these three together, the Rambam is Loshen is, the Rambam, the Dogma Revova, the Rishon L'Rishonim, and the Achron L'Achronim, is the Dogma Revova, can definitely have what to be Soimichon, together with the Darkid Shuva, together with this Sfora that's not necessarily Bechlal considered Hano from Bosa B'cholov. Befrat that it's Hefsed Maruba, that she's going to lose her job. Even without Hefsed Maruba, he says, but definitely in this case, if she's going to lose her job, says the Tzitz Eliezer that there we can be Mekel. There's no problem at all. So let's bring this back into our case and see which Svaras apply and which Svaras don't apply. So Legabi the Rambam. We've got the Rambam. We're talking about a non-kosher restaurant. Right? Obviously, they're going to be buying the velas. And they're cooking nevelas, in which case we've got the Rambam to be soymechon and the dogam revova that behefsed According to the Rambam, it's bechlal okay. We've also got the darkei tshuva. Why? Because it's being cooked. All of this is being cooked by a goy, right? He's got nothing really to do with the restaurant. He's not cooking. He's just got shares in it, and it's being cooked as well by a goy. In which case, according to the darkei tshuva, it's beseder, no problem to have hano from such bosa b'cholov. However, as we said, here is different to, this case would be different to the case of the hospital. Why? Because here he's got bailus within the bosa b'cholov. Here he's got bailus, and adarabah, it's not like the nurse, because by the nurse, a whole tafkid we said was just to offer the food. But in the case of the restaurant, they wouldn't do very well if they just offer the food and no one would buy. So adarabah, it's in his interest that everyone's eating from the bosa b'cholov dishes. In which case, you can say that la'alocha, it's definitely not as good as the case of the Tzitz Eliezer. It's not as good as the case of the Tzitz Eliezer, but with the Rambam and the Darkei Tshuva, so definitely in a case where a person's already bought a lot of shares, b'mokom hefsed merubah yesh al ma'al ismoich, Yesh lahokel. However, for someone to go into such a geshäft, lechatchila, he should definitely be nizah from being nichnas his roish in such a machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. It's important to add the following, that this only applies to shares. Because there's a Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Kuf Yud Zayin, which says that a person is not allowed to have schoira, deal in schoira, where the schoira is macholos asuros. Why? It's a separate issa, midrabonon. Why? Because if you're going to be dealing in macholos asuros, we are choishesh, chazal are choishesh, that you are going to come to eat from your schoira. If you've got it lying around the house, around the office, you're going to come to eat it. Memela, if this only applies to shares, if you were to buy a franchise, right, on a restaurant, you were to own the restaurant, Taka, and you'll leave the goyim to do the cooking and everything else, but if you were, Taka, to own it as a franchise, then the poskim say, then you're going to be entering into the sugya of a simon kuf yazayim. Why? Because since you're the baal, and you've got every right to come into the kitchen and see what's going on, how to check up on everything, then there'll be a chashash. And that's what Rav Moshe Sternbuch as well, he writes beferish that there's a big difference between shares and a franchise, because as we said, the franchise, you have got the all the bailus, you can walk in, there's a chashash. But he says, you don't need to be worried if you only own shares in such a geschäft, such as the case we were talking about. Because as you know, if you just have shares, what's the worst going to happen? You have no right to go into this restaurant, take any food, they'll throw you out. If what you want, you can have you take your money, but that's as far as you can go.
The Darker Shul says that
why lechatchila
should you not go?
Because you're still being Darker Shul, but we don't necessarily go with him lalocha by himself. He's a chiddush, he's a big chiddush. It's his own chiddush.
Isn't this going back to the question of whether or not a shareholder actually owns the products which are in the company?
Nachon. Yeah. The Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Gimel and Malach says he's machmir. He says tak, it's a problem. That's why in the contract we sell all the chometz, everything. It's already the rice. So we're machmir. The same.